producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. You know what I discovered because I was watching a video last night? I know, stop the presses, she's watching a movie. This is the one-year anniversary of the shooting of the cartoonist. Is it Chebdod? Something like that. Yeah, Hebdo. Yeah, yeah, in Paris, and the only think about watching a video, a documentary about that, and realizing it was exactly a year ago.
Oh wow, yeah.
And it was, there were 17 people killed, cartoonists, three cops, and some Jews at a supermarket. I mean, it was just, but the interesting thing about it wasn't that it was another terrorist attack. Actually, interestingly enough, I just got an email yesterday from some of the people I worked with in Israel who said, please come back. We're having more terrorism and we need you, which I thought, I think it was tragic that there's more terrorism, but that they remembered me and that they said, come and help us.
Yeah.
It was really wonderful in a horrible kind of way.
Sure,
but the thing that happened in the point of the documentary, which I guess is just on my mind, is that that they said the French in general and Parisians in particular seemed to not care about anything. And millions of them showed up in Place de Concorde saying, Je suis Charlie, which is, I am the magazine. And it was just extraordinary. I mean, all of these people standing up and saying, this isn't okay. And apparently, as far as I can tell, Charlie Hebdo is kind of like their Mad Magazine, except it's a little more political than that.
Sure.
And certainly a lot of the stuff that they did, as far as I was concerned, was in questionable taste. But I don't think you kill somebody.
Right.
Because, and that's the whole thing about it, is if every time you get mad at somebody, you kill them. There's going to be no, and then somebody else has to kill you because you killed somebody that they cared about.
Right.
I mean, you get
right.
The last man standing. I mean, how does this work?
Yeah,
I mean,
come out on top? Yeah.
No, it's stupid and indulgent and horrifying. But at any rate, so that was on my mind. Speaking of which, on this day in 1877, Crazy Horse fights his last battle.
Yeah. Have you ever been to that monument?
I have.
South Dakota, isn't that neat?
I have.
Yeah.
It is. And I grew up in Colorado mostly.
Right, sure.
So there were a lot of monuments to last stands.
And
we talk about Custer's last stand, but we forget. He was the interloper, folks.
Yes.
I mean, exactly. I know he was U.S. cavalry, but still. George Washington delivered his first State of the Union address on this day in 1790. Joan Lai died in 1976 on this day. So I guess it's a big political day.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
This, tragically, in 2011, remember Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was injured in a shooting rampage in Arizona?
Wow.
Remember that? So it seems like in some ways it was longer than 5 years ago.
It does. That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
And she came back gloriously. I mean, that's just one of those stories.
Yep.
On this day in 1642, which is sort of going backward and forward, Galileo died in Italy. Now, folks, you have to take that in case you are thinking about having a memorial service for Galileo. Understand that the calendars have changed a bit. So, but close enough.
Right.
In this day in history, in 1815, Battle of New Orleans. There you go.
Wow,
the song.
It's kind of a
violent day.
Violent. Yeah, that's,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, interesting. I don't really buy into the whole
horoscope.
Yeah,
thing.
Horoscope type thing. But
doing things like this, all of a sudden you see that there really seem to be trends. And,
isn't that interesting?
The Allies retreat from Gallipoli, which was certainly an incredibly violent place. Although the Mona Lisa in 1962 was exhibited in Washington.
Okay.
Do you know, I just read someplace, although I don't know if it was, the thing about reading stuff is you don't know if people are being serious or satiric. You can't get a sense of the weight of something. But that supposedly that Mona Lisa was really Da Vinci in drag. That was a picture of himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know that that's true. Oh, I hadn't heard it till fairly till like last week.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
yes, in 1940, we'll never know. Well, we might, but I don't know if we're going to know anytime reliably or soon. Right. William Randolph Hearst stopped Citizen Kane ads. Do we know why? Because he felt that Citizen Kane was about him.
Mm-hmm.
1941.
Yeah.
In 1976, Ragtime wins the National Book Critics Circle Award, which is a terrific book if you haven't read it.
Yes, definitely.
Elvis Presley got his first guitar on this day in 1946. Now, I don't know who would record that. But somebody did.
I suppose it was like a, well,
his
we
mom.
Know why. We know why. It was his birthday. This is his birthday, isn't
that's,
it?
No, his birthday, I think, is, it was death day is, I think, the 16th. Is it today? I thought it was the 16th.
No, it says, he was born today in 1935. So I suppose
see how
was,
right you are? So he got
his birthday present. Yeah.
So and he was born in 1935, and what day did he get it? So it was 1940, so he was 11 years old.
11. Wow, cool. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So all of your 11-year-olds can go and say, I want my first guitar because the king got it.
That's right. That's right.
There you go. Let's see what else we got. The Music City Miracle. I have no idea what that is, so I don't think I'm going to worry about it. Peace talks in 1973 resumed in Paris. That was presumably around Vietnam. And in 1940, Mussolini questions Hitler's plans. Stephen, all right, so how cool is this? How cool is this? That Stephen Hawking and Elvis Presley were born on the same day.
It's fitting, isn't it?
It's how cool. I mean, they're both kings of their own universe.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yep, that's right.
And Kim Jong-un was also born on the same day. I don't know how
the other side
in.
Of the spectrum, right?
Yeah, exactly. There we go. And it turns out that there was a story yesterday that North Korea does not have the H-bomb.
Yeah.
They just, you know, it's like people who buy that little sign that says that this property is protected by...
Right.
By, you know, a warning system, and they just buy the sign.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly the thought I had, too.
Exactly. All right. So, 855-993-7569, as you can hear, Sheena's with me for the first time this year, so I suppose we should write that down.
Yay!
There we go. I'm trying to think, is today any particular day, and let's see if we got any particular day in...
I forgot to send that to you, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah,
you forgot
man,
to tell
I'm
me.
Slipping.
You know, this week, all of you guys, this is called Joy Cut the Guys Some Slack Week. They really
getting
back into the apparently
getting back from the holidays.
Yeah, we had a bobblehead day yesterday. There we go. Apparently, Las Vegas has banned the sale of animals from puppy mills. Now, I'm not sure why Las Vegas would start that, but I think that's going to be a national trend very quickly.
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, first of all, there are so many puppies that could be adopted from shelters. And, not everybody wants a shelter dog, although some of those dogs are purebred. Not all of them, but many of them.
Right.
But puppy mills just, I mean, they're heartbreaking.
Right.
There you go.
Right. Hey, I was looking at the national holidays list here for you, and one of them is National Joy Germ Day. What do you suppose that is?
That means 855-993-7569, and it's contagious.
That's right.
Joy Germ? Joy Germ.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, but interesting. I might have to look that up.
You can Google it and find out what's going.
And it's also Earth's Rotation Day.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
I mean, no
it
rotation.
Is, it's
know.
Bubble bath day.
See, look at all these things you missed.
I know, right? Argyle day. I suppose you could wear Argyle sweaters or socks or all kinds of things.
Yeah. Argyle, I think they actually make dresses. But sweaters and socks are the things I know most.
Yeah, the things you think
Argyle
of.
Argyle suspenders.
It's also National English Toffee Day, one of my favorites.
Yeah, which means it's probably also National Broken Tooth Go to Your Dentist Day.
Exactly.
There we go.
Along with
we got it.
Brittle,
we got it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the big story that the chain was particularly enchanted with, which is the Powerball jackpot could reach $800 million by Saturday.
Wow.
Which means you could buy a ticket to Star Wars.
Hey!
You cannot buy Star Wars. Don't even think about it. You can't even buy a star conflict. You can't even buy a star argument. $100 million a day for the first 10 days. $100 million a day. 855-993-7569. Give me a call about what's on your mind. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay, they basically have said on my computer that Joy Germ Day is today. And the sound of the word makes people's nose curl up, but they're saying that it actually, it's they make it one word rather than two.
Right.
And it's not, honestly, I did not make it up. apparently there are creatures called joy germs, which are little
really
sort of weird. Mm-hmm. They look like little gargoyles.
That's fantastic.
It says our goal is to smile, hug, grin, and win over at least one gruff and grumpy grouch.
I love it. I love it.
So that's certainly my, you know, they're hoping the joy germ fever will spread. So there you go.
Well, we're doing our part here.
I
think we need to celebrate this every year. This is fantastic.
I think we do, too. I don't know. I mean, somehow, I don't know if the doctor makes things better or worse on this one. But
right.
To share the best germ out there, joy, they said. There you go.
I like it. That's great.
So,
how
yeah,
fitting.
So you found it. There we go. You discovered it, but it's named after me. Somewhere.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
and so I just got
listeners.
An email from one of my listeners who said, you know everything. Any good remedies for a bad head cold, sneezing, headache, and coughing? Well, I think it's vaguely appropriate that we're doing prescription medications today. Is not a prescription. I take nothing under any circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, NyQuil really does work.
I mean,
it really does.
It does.
And I think
yeah.
it knocks.
No doubt about it.
Although I will tell you, I have had only one bad experience with NyQuil. Which is, I very seldom, knock on wood, get sick. And so I had sort of a cold or something. And I got up in the middle of the night, and I had one of those little travel NyQuil things.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it, and my heart started beating really fast. And
ooh,
to make a long story really short, I slept, I didn't sleep at all. I mean, I was awake
right.
for about 8 hours.
I've heard that can affect people that
well,
way.
Well,
yeah.
because it was 10 years out of date.
Oh, no.
I got up in the morning, or maybe in the middle of the night, I'm thinking, I'm having an allergic reaction. I don't even know what the problem is. I was so panicky that my headache completely disappeared. I mean, I'm just,
right.
you know, thinking,
you're
oh my
worried
gosh.
About, your heart and what else.
Yeah, this was literally 10 years out of date. I'm lucky it wasn't Roman numerals. So expired medication should probably be dumped. And I didn't, I didn't realize it was the middle of the night. So I didn't look at it. I just thought, okay, NyQuil. Whoa! But I will tell you that NyQuil that has not expired really does work.
It does, yes.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know if it's just that it knocks you out, but I can actually feel it. Now, part of it is I don't take medication, so it works really fast
mm-hmm,
on me.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But it's one of the few medications which I could actually recommend. Now, and they actually make day NyQuil, or I think it's called DayQuil, strangely enough,
right,
so that
right.
you don't get sleepy. But that one I have to stay away from because whatever it does to counteract
mm-hmm.
the drowsiness,
well,
it just, yeah, just makes
up,
me hyper.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're a non-drinker too, right?
I'm a non-drinker.
Yes. Okay. See, I am too, and I wonder if that even makes
no question.
Like, yeah.
No question.
Stronger,
it makes.
Yeah.
yeah it basically means that everything's going to work more so on you. But the other thing. NyQuil really does work. And the other thing that you can do, which I highly recommend, I know it sounds like the pill popping hour. Is vitamin C, but you have to take mega doses, number one, and you have to make sure you don't have any kidney problems, and you have to drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
But before I discovered NyQuil, and I can't take DayQuil, it makes me hyper. But if I have a cold and I have to work, obviously, and it turns out, when I first started broadcasting, I thought, well, gee, if you don't feel well, so what? I mean, my brain works okay. No, if you're sounding in on the air and being more, we'll turn you off, it turns out. What a strange thing, yeah. They don't care what I say. They just she sounds like crap. So vitamin C, like mega doses, like I will take, and I'm, sort of a, I'm not incredibly thin, but I'm not very terribly heavy, and I will take like 2,500 milligrams,
yep.
which is basically obviously five of the 500 milligram ones,
right?
And drink
right.
a lot of water, and it will dry your eyes and nose up very quickly. If you're wearing contacts, take them out. Doesn't work very well,
mm-hmm.
but about every 3 hours, and it will dry you up very quickly. But NyQuil really does work.
Zinc too. Zinc is fantastic when you have a cold.
Zinc upsets my stomach.
Does
is the problem?
I've heard that. I've heard a lot of people have problems with that. Man, it works well for me.
Well, and that's it. I mean, and try ginger works really well. I mean, I like the smell. And I remember as a kid, people would give you hot toddies.
Sure.
And it turns out that the combination of the alcohol and that NyQuil's got a huge amount of alcohol in it. It's the other thing.
Yeah.
I think that's why it knocks me out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But a hot toddy will work with the cinnamon and the spices. A hot shower will help the congestion. So there are lots of things that you can do. Believe it or not, Supposedly sex works really well to cure a cold, although your partner who doesn't have a cold may
not probably going to end up with the
be
cold
that thrilled. Yeah, when you, oh, hi, this is great. You want a kiss?
Right.
No.
Yeah,
all right, so,
yeah.
But so there you go. But my best recommendation, believe it or not, is a NyQuil. So there you go. And it actually works. So, as opposed to a lot of things which don't.
Yeah.
And as I said, the only rebound I've ever had is when it was 10 years old and it gave me it. Basically, I think it was distilled by then. It was
probably right.
It was, you know, you probably, the aged NyQuil is going to be the same as aged brandy.
Right. If you looked in real closely, it was probably all clumpy inside. You know how the fruit juice gets when it's, yeah.
I don't know. Well, I think there's enough alcohol in it. I don't know if it fermented
suppose,
or not.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it, whatever
yeah.
it was, do not take 10-year-old medication.
Yikes, yeah.
Like, yeah, you really need a PhD to figure that out. All right. Let's look, though, because we had so many people who responded about the issue of medication. And as I said, it's one of those things. There's a documentary out that will come out the middle of this month, and we're going to do an interview with the director and the writer that's called Prescription Thugs. And it's alarming information in that says that over 40% of the country is on three medications or more. And as we said, that Manny and Jacob and myself are ruining the national average because the three of us together are on nothing.
I make up for the rest of the staff.
I know. And this is the only country where you can advertise directly to the consumer, which is a real problem.
Yeah, yep.
And we did the story earlier this week of a very effective medication for hepatitis C that costs $1,000 a pill. You take one a day.
Wow, no kidding.
So 3 months' supply is $84,000.
Wow.
You can buy the same pill, exactly the same pill, in India for $4.
You have to be kidding. That is unbelievable.
Well, and there's actually some vague reason behind it, even though it's still startling and awful, in that that hepatitis C is a huge problem in India. And there has always been that issue of expensive medications in third world countries. And so the company that puts out the medication decided to give 10 countries in India the option of the formula so that they could do a generic version of it and sell it for, and it, apparently selling it at $4 is a loss leader, but they figure if they don't cut the price, then somebody will go to somebody else. And they're huge volume.
Wow. Okay.
But still, think about that. A difference between $4 and $1,000 for one pill.
Yeah, that's staggering.
Scandals.
Wow.
Okay. So anything else on your mind, please feel free to call 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber better security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And then you tell me what my answer will be, and I'll see if I agree with you, my answer, your version of my answer.
Okay. My boss, I got a camera from a girlfriend that I started dating in October. I got a camera for Christmas from her, and it was a waterproof camera, underwater camera.
Okay.
But it didn't have like a shell on it. It was kind of a digital camera, expensive. You know,
okay.
And I took it to Mexico and I took some pictures underwater. And,
okay, cool.
The girlfriend and I went down to the Keys and we took some pictures underwater, went snorkeling and stuff like that. And my boss had asked me, because I was telling him about how cool this camera was, if he could borrow it because he was going to some water park with his wife and his son, you know, and it's one of those Florida water parks where they swim with dolphins and
got
all
it.
That stuff.
Okay.
So
he broke the camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
How badly did it break it?
Well, I'm not sure, but it just doesn't work. And so he called me, you know, the second day. He had taken some pictures on the first day.
Right.
And it was fine. And
so he knows it's broken.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Did he offer to pay for it?
No, and that's kind of where the rub comes in. it's like, so he said, you know, first I kind of laughed about it. You know, this is Murphy's Law, because
yeah.
I had taken it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's,
how old is the camera? It's since October.
No, since Christmas time.
Okay, so it's a six-month-old camera. He took it, was working fine the first day. He doesn't know it, one of his kids probably dropped it.
Well,
so
that's what I'm saying. But you know, his story is we didn't do anything. I don't know what happened. We just tried to use it the second day, and it didn't work.
Okay, so is he offering anything?
No, and that's the weird. That's what first he came back. You know, and I kind of smiled and said, "Well, you know."
I'll tell you what you're going to do.
It was a gift.
That's not the issue. I'll tell you what you're going to do. Take it over to the camera store. First of all, it may still be under warranty, which would be really nice if it were.
Well, it's not.
Okay.
But
then take it over to the camera store and find out how much it'll cost to get it repaired. Okay? Then what you're going to do is you're going to say to your boss, hey, listen, it turns out that this is the problem with the camera. This is how much it's going to cost to get repaired. How about if we split it? And as far as I'm concerned, she said, batting her baby blue eyes, if you want to inflate a little bit so he's paying more than his fair share of it, I think it's fine. If it's, you know, if it's $25, you can swallow it. If it's $200, he should pay for part of it, and he should offer to pay for all of it. But I would certainly, if he were your employee, you could say, hey, you owe me $200 for the camera because you broke it. But given the fact he's your boss, it's not worth getting fired or the antipathy for, you know, for whatever it is. So go find out how much it's going to cost. Then tell him, here's what it's going to cost, and I thought it would probably be fair to, I mean, unless it's, well, one of the kids dropped it or whatever. Find out what happened with it. But it may have just been, it's a, you know, it's a fragile camera, and it would have broken on you as well. And so splitting it is probably fair. And if he has any sense at all, he'll say, look, let me take care of it for you.
Well, I knew you'd offer a compromise. I just been listening to you for so long, and I know you need to move along. But the thing that really bothered me about it was first when he came back, I suggested, well, we go down to. He goes, I got to get those pictures that I did take out of there, and I said, well, we'll go down to the you know company that we bought it from together, and then we'll get the pictures out at the same time. We'll have somebody look at it, and he said, fine. And then I left the camera in the office on purpose. So he could see it every day, like nothing has been
to remind him. Yeah. What else did you need to tell me about this situation, Mark?
Well, I guess to sum it up is that at first we spoke casually about it, and I thought agreed that we'd just run it down to the camera store where it was bought and see if they'd look at it. At the same time, he could take extract his pictures that he had taken out of it, and then find out, you know, what was wrong with it. And some time went past, so I casually asked him again, so what are we going to do about this? Because I got a vacation coming up with the girlfriend who gave me the camera, and, you know, it's going to involve water. And so he says, well, why don't you take it down and see what's wrong with it? And I thought that, you know, he bought it back.
Mark, I agree. Look, in a perfect world, my dear, there's no question. In a perfect world, he should have taken the camera to someplace, got it fixed, and given it to you in exactly the same shape that you gave it to him. Not a perfect world. At this moment, you need the camera, you need the job, you don't need the hassle. Take it to the camera repair shop. I suppose you could hold his images hostage if you want to. And find how much it's going to cost, and then tell him. And my guess is that he's probably if I had to guess, if you come back and say it's going to cost $200 to get it fixed, he's probably going to say, let me pick it up, let me give you a check for it, or let me, you know, if you say I'll split it, he'll say, let me give you $150 for it. My guess is it will all turn out okay. First of all, you probably learned your lesson, which is you don't offer loan things to people that you care about. Right. Well, but you could say, do you know what? I mean, if you hadn't talked about what a great camera it was,
right,
he wouldn't have known you had it. So, and what you can say is, you know what? I have this policy, and I have it with my family. So I guess I could, if you're really going to do things like that, which I wouldn't necessarily suggest, but what I would do is, if someone wanted to borrow something of mine, I'd say, you know what? I have this policy that I loan things to family and friends, but I ask them to put down a deposit, basically a security deposit. that, so if something goes wrong, it doesn't affect the friendship. So I'm perfectly willing to loan you the camera for a $50 deposit. And most people are going to say, hell no, I don't want to... At which point, that's great. They've turned you down as opposed to you turn them down. And if you say, you know, this is what I, it's a standard thing I have for my family and friends, then they can't really object. Would I loan them the camera again? No. Would I go and get the camera fixed at this moment? Yeah. Would I have learned whatever $100 lesson it's going to cost you? Yeah. But go find out and offer to split it with him. My guess is he'll pick it up for you. But don't let it go on any longer. Because you want the camera.
Sure. Thanks,
right.
Dr. Joy.
Yeah, let me know what happens on this, will you? My guess
okay.
is he'll probably. My guess
ahead.
Is he'll probably give you a check for it, but he just doesn't want the hassle of it, and he doesn't want to take it down. And then what if it doesn't work? I mean, loaning people expensive stuff is not a great idea. I actually know people who have like two sets of lawnmowers, so they can loan out one and keep the other. But at this, go find out how much it's going to cost, and then, you know, offer to split it with him, and you can inflate a little bit as far as I'm concerned. Then my guess is he'll pay for it. Let me know. Fair
okay,
enough?
Thanks.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not worth the aggravation at this point, the stomach acid, and it is your boss. I hate things like that. 800-544-7070. Marie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Marie.
Hello, how are you? I think you're great, Dr. Joy.
Well, thank you, Marie. How am I to help you?
Well, the question is, do I have the right to tell people to back off and stop telling me how to eat when I'm in a social situation?
Sure.
Considering I'm an adult, because I'm really, it's getting on my nerves.
Who are the people who are being so helpful?
Well, I'll give you an example. We were at a barbecue last week. Now I'm an adult, and I happen to have my parents with me. And I do have a history of eating disorders, but also obesity. So I try very hard to keep my weight, you know, stable.
Okay.
So I try to eat healthy portions and healthy food. So I had breakfast, and they were having brunch. And I said, oh, thank you very much, but I'll have to pass because I just ate breakfast. So everybody at the table, well, we ate breakfast too, and what's wrong with you? Why, you can't eat something? And they made an issue of it.
Okay.
And my parents were there.
All right. First of all, it's perfectly okay, as far as I'm concerned, for you to say, gee, thanks for your concern, but you know, I made my decision about it. But let me suggest a way of completely avoiding this thing. Pardon?
They harp on it, though.
I got it, Marie. But presumably they're not doing it to harm you. They're not doing it because they hate you. They think they're being helpful, and that, as you know, eating tends to be a social event as well as a nutritive event. Let me suggest a way to deal with it in the future. And I'll tell you, I have a lot of experience with it, not so much for food, but because of alcohol. I don't drink. So I'm forever at parties where someone says, oh, you know, they'll say, what would you like to drink? And I'd say, could I have some water, you know, Pellegrino, whatever? No, have a drink. I don't argue with them. I just say, great, and I don't drink it. Why do I, you know, it's none of their business what I drink or not drink. So if you go to brunch with somebody and they'd say, would you like to have brunch? Say, you know, maybe I'll have some fruit. Now, do you have to eat the fruit? No.
Okay.
Just avoid the whole thing. Stupid and cheerful really does work. And people are nuts when it comes to food. And so, I mean, you certainly can say, no, I already had breakfast, or I'm really full, or, you know, I'm a little hungover, or I ate too much yesterday, or whatever. But you're right. People are going to argue with you about it, because food is the last way that people really have of taking care of each other in our society, right? It's how we show that we love somebody. It's how we show that we care about them. Yes, we feed them. In a nation of people who are overweight. So instead of arguing with them and making them sort of feel that they have to defend the fact that they want to take care of you and they love you and that therefore they're going to feed you, or to justify their own gluttony at that moment, just say, great, I would love some fruit. And if they want to order more than that for you, that's fine. Just let it sit there. You do not have to eat it.
Thank you.
All righty.
Brilliant as usual.
Well, I'd say
I really
so much.
Mean it.
Yeah,
thank
I mean, because someone gives it to you doesn't mean you have to eat it or drink it or anything.
/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Guy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy, how may I help you?
Thank you for taking my call. Did you hear me?
Beautifully. Fine. Thanks.
Oh, great. Okay. I have a situation. I listen to you every day. I have a friend here who is he's an addict, and I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic, 12 years clean. And he's looking for my consultation. He's saying he wants to kick and be clean, but he's not. I don't believe him. He wants to know the difference between bipolar and passive aggressive. And I went through the program, AA and everything, but he's self-diagnosing himself. So after I speak what I want to know, I'm going to leave the radio on. Maybe you can explain to him. His name is Charles.
Okay. Is Charles with you today?
Yes, he's sitting in my living room, but I'm going to hang up, and I'll stay online. He's sitting right here. He's self-diagnosing himself.
Well, first of all, those two have essentially no overlap with one another.
Right. He's self-diagnosing himself. He's claiming he knows. So maybe I said, let me call Dr. Joy, and maybe she can explain it to him.
Okay, do you want to put Charles, do you have another phone that he could be on the extension with you?
No, he's listening right now.
Okay, he's listening. All right. Yeah. First of all, let me just go through both of these, and because I'm trying to figure out where the confusion could be about the diagnosis. First of all, using any self-diagnosis and self-medication with any psychotropic problem are disastrous.
He's convinced he can take care of it since I could without help. I've already gone through my method.
Well, I mean, look, you never argue with anything that works. But in fact, I had a call yesterday from a woman who had essentially is clean and sober for 2 years, but her father did it through AA. She didn't do it through AA, and so she's now lying to her father about having used AA. And I said, well, you have three options. One is to actually get an AA and find a sponsor and see. I mean, it's not going to do you any harm, and you're already clean and sober, so it'll just be an additional backup. Second of all, you can say to your father, "Look, I'm a different person than you are. This isn't because the lying is really part of the process of not dealing with reality." So, all right, but let's talk about Charlie for a moment.
Okay.
And Scott, let me warn you.
He's putting blame on other people.
That's much easier. The thing is, you don't change a behavior until you decide, you know what, whatever causes, it's too stupid, it's too expensive, it's too destructive to continue it. So,
sure, he's coming at me as a friend.
Well, but it sounds like he's not there. He's not there yet.
Exactly. He's in the starting stages, and that's what
that's fine. And that's fine. And you can sort of work as... you can work as his sponsor to a certain extent.
I can't be his sponsor. No way.
Okay, fair enough.
I have my own sponsor. He needs to get his own.
Fair enough.
He doesn't understand that part, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fair enough. All right, so let's go through. All right, I got it. I got it. If we don't finish up in this segment, hopefully you and Charlie can both hang on, because I'll give you as much time as you need. All right, so let's start. First of all, bipolarity. Bipolarity is a sub-statement of depression. We know that alcoholics in general have a much higher incidence of depression than the population as a whole, which makes a lot of sense. Because if you're perfectly happy, there's no particular reason to use mind or mood altering substances. It's when you're unhappy. And what we know that alcohol does, somebody did the study about 5 years ago, until then we really didn't, is it gives you tunnel vision. You just focus on what's right there. So it will decrease anxiety because you're not dealing with what has been or what might happen. You're just dealing with what's going on. Now, is it a solution to a problem? Absolutely not. It's a short-term solution to a long-term problem and creates its own problem. So depression is obviously feeling unhappy. A lot of people view it as an anger turned inward, which may be where Charlie got the idea of passive-aggressive, because passive-aggressive, in fact, is an angry response. But we'll go there in a moment. But they're really, that's the only overlap, is that a lot of people, including me, view depression as an anger turned inward. However, having said that, bipolarity is a very different kind of depression than your usual seasonal affective disorder or agitated depression. It is a depression that has very high highs and very low lows. And the assumption is that even more than most depressive states, it is biochemical in nature, and there may not be the obvious trigger that there can be in depression. So it's that you feel, it's not only that you feel miserable for reasons that you can't point to, which is sad enough, but you feel happy for reasons that you can't point to. And that would seem to me the scariest part.
He's happy that he's sad.
Well, Scott, listen, either you can go through this or I can go through it. I don't think we can both go through it together, okay? So the idea is that there is some kind of chemical, not only imbalance, but chemical shifting that happens independent of any external stimuli. For example, if your boss fires you, it's very likely you're going to feel sad. Sadness is not the same as depression, but sadness can move into a depression. If you win the lottery, you're very likely going to feel happy. And but with bipolarity, there is no external trigger that anybody can identify. Now, there other than sometimes when people aren't getting enough sleep or under a lot of pressure, it can trigger the shifts. But it's not a one to one, and it's really not a very helpful way of thinking of bipolarity. The problem is it's misdiagnosed quite often because people tend not to go. Like Charlie's not going to go see a therapist when he's in the manic phase because that feels terrific. It may drive you crazy or make you unhappy, but he's not going to see a therapist because it feels great. He's going to much more likely to see a therapist when he's feeling really unhappy and maybe even suicidal. So the therapist is left with looking at a client who is seemingly depressed. The problem is if the therapist doesn't know and the client doesn't share the bipolarity, it's very likely you're going to put them on antidepressants. Antidepressants will, in fact, help the depression and send the manic part off the charts. So it's a complicated diagnosis. It's a complicated treatment. And then you've got a compliance issue in that, as I said, even if you make the correct diagnosis, that convincing people to feel better when they're depressed is not a very hard sell. Convincing people that they should take a medication that's going to make them feel less joyful, much more difficult. So bipolarity, first of all, it's misdiagnosed a lot. It's misdiagnosed by both the therapist, who's only getting a partial view. It's also misdiagnosed by people who think, oh, well, I'm happy one day, I'm unhappy the next. And we see examples of that are perfectly normal and are not pathological in adolescents. And the reason we see that is that they're going through so many changes that their personality structure is really unstable. Hence, but it's not a pathological state in an adolescent. It is in an adult. All right, now, passive-aggressive behavior. Passive-aggressive behavior is somebody who's really angry, but they're unwilling to tell you that they're angry. So what they'll do is they'll act it out. They'll say, and the classic example is, that's okay, you take the light bulb, I'll stay in the dark. And what that's really saying is you're a selfish creep, you don't care enough about me, and you're taking advantage of me and you're doing terrible things. But instead of saying you're making me really unhappy and really angry with you, they'll say, no, that's okay. So martyrdom is a perfectly good example of passive-aggressive behavior. Stay tuned with me and we'll go through how this affects you and Charlie as well, and medication in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.